This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman's here. We're going to the surface of Mars. Bob, Perseverance, called affectionately Percy. Where is it?
This is actually a double rover report, John, because both Perseverance and Curiosity are on the move, and they're moving into new terrain. Perseverance has finally reached the top of the western rim of Jezero Crater. I got a great panorama on Behind the Black showing, looking out beyond the crater to the west. It's very hazy. This must be dust season at this location. But they're now on the rim. It's a place they call Lookout Hill, and they're now looking out to the west. The western region is where it's going to be spending most of the rest of its life on Mars. That area to the west of Jezero Crater is actually of some significance because all the orbital data suggests it's potentially rich in minerals and mining potential. And so that is a region that wants to be explored for future exploration and settlement. And so that's where it looks, and it's looking out. And then Curiosity, John, it's reached its own landmark. For the last 3 years, it's been 2 years, it's been exploring a slot canyon called Gittes Valles with, you know, mountains on either side of it and very rocky terrain. It's been retreating out of Gittes Valles and moving to the west to circle around the western wall of that valley. And it finally rounded the corner of the nose of that ridge and looked out to the west, where it's going to travel to the west to get to a parallel canyon to climb the mountain. And I have a picture on Behind the Black looking west at that new route as it's rounded the nose. And so we now have new terrain there as well. It's going to go up the mountain, but it's going to have to travel west a distance to get to the canyon they wish to climb. And so for the next few years, next few months at least, it's going to be contouring along the side of the mountain, going past canyon after canyon until it gets to the canyon it wants to go to.
The photograph you provide is extremely fetching. We'll come back to it another day because it's strange, Bob, those striations. They're very strange. Let's go to InSight. What was that, Bob?
InSight was a lander that went to the Mars. It worked for about 4 years. Its only instrument that functioned was its seismograph, but it detected earthquakes on Mars. They used the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to take high-resolution images of InSight on the ground below. And what the JPL has done is it's released now a series. Basically, an animation made up of those images over time. So you can see how the dust around the lander changed over time. And the takeaway that I get from this is very few dust devil tracks over that period of 6 years, which indicates, once again, why InSight died. InSight had solar power. They hoped and they assumed, based on previous experience, that dust devils would eventually fly over the lander and clear the panels. But no, that never happened over 4 years of use. And so eventually it just didn't get enough power from the solar panels and it died. And these images indicate why. There are very few dust devil tracks over the whole period of time that InSight has been on the ground. And that indicates that this is a region that just does not get a lot of dust devils. And that's why it died, John.
The dust devils worked on Opportunity. That's my memory. Is that right?
Yes, right. Both Spirit and Opportunity used solar powers. They didn't expect them to last more than 90 days. But they kept working. And on top of that, even though dust accumulated on the panels, periodically a dust devil would fly over both and wipe clean off the panels, and so it could keep working. That was for those rovers, but not for InSight.
All right, your insight about the giant Magellan Telescope. What is it, Bob?
Yes, Northwestern University has joined the consortium that's building the GMT. It's one of two giant competing telescopes that are trying to be built in the U.S. The other one is the 30-meter telescope, TMT, in Hawaii. That's been grounded for a decade because of protesters. That Northwestern has chosen to join the GMT team suggests to me that the academic community is beginning to recognize that TMT is never going to be built in Hawaii. That's my sense of that.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.